Hey, 7010. I wanted to double check the information. Am I speaking to the same person that I was earlier? Over.
Yes. I went ahead and put you in curtailment, and then pick up at 17th and Center, and then go back into drop off only until. Let me see here.
The reason I'm calling is because I got a little bit confused with the information, because I when I saw the curtailment, and then I thought that you said that I'm just going to roll, you're going to cut me ahead to 17th and Center, and then roll drop off only to 24th and Widler, and then regular route rest of the way. Was that correct? Because when I looked at the overhead sign, it still had the regular information on it. Riders wanted to get on the bus. I wasn't sure when my follower was leaving, et cetera, et cetera. I have two riders on the bus, and so I'm holding to double check on what was going on, because I wasn't exact. I thought that there was like two conflicting, like you had changed your mind in the middle, so I just want to double check. Over.
No mind change. I just adjusted the curtailment. It's still the same instructions, just curtailment to 17th and Center, pick up any drivers or anybody there, and then go and drop off only to 21st and Wyvern.
Cool. I'm going to go ahead and let these riders go. Do you know what time my follower is leaving? Because I don't want them to miss both of us. What do you want to do as far as that's concerned? Can you alert my follower and I could just have them wait at the corner of, Harrison and McLaughlin, over?
Oh, no, they left right behind you, so they're running right into your schedule. So, yeah, go ahead and get on up ahead of them.
So what does that mean as far as the riders are concerned? Go on and get up ahead of them. Over.
Okay, so you picked people up at the transit center there? I thought we agreed you just did it.
Like I said earlier, like I heard the two different pieces of information. I saw the curtailment on the CAD. I went to look at my overhead, and it still had the regular information. It said line 70 via 17th, and nothing had changed, and I thought that was going to change. And I guess I'll just wait for my follower and then pass the riders off and then make a right on the McLaughlin, how do you want to do it? Over.
Okay, when I tell you initially, when I talk to you, just follow what I say. Don't pay attention to any of the curtailments, any messages that come across. If your overhead doesn't read, just put it into drop-off only or 886. Sometimes that doesn't change. Sometimes it doesn't go through to the bus. So if that's the case, then you do it yourself. And don't change what I told you. Don't go off of anything what you might think, other than what I told you. Okay, so, that being the case, how many people do you have on board?
There are two people on board, and I just want to be clear. I wasn't disregarding or disobeying you, okay? I didn't understand. It just felt to me like I was getting, like, I got two different pieces of information that I wasn't clear on, okay? I just want to be clear on that. I was not trying to disobey you. I wasn't trying to do anything on my own. I just didn't understand the information, because I've never done a cut-in where, I went to one point and then went drop-off only to another point. So that was just new and confusing to me. Over.